Part 2. You will hear part of a consultation between a lawyer and a new client, Anna Krupa, who is planning to set up her own business. For questions 7 to 11, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Good morning, I'm Malcolm Travis.
Good morning, Anna Krupa.
Pleased to meet you. First of all, I have to ask you, has the firm acted on your behalf in any other matter?
Not exactly. My husband was a client of your firm some years ago. He works in the insurance sector, but it wasn't a commercial matter. His siblings were contesting the contents of their parents' will, so it's of no relevance to what we're dealing with now. But he was happy with the firm, so that's why I'm here.
And I understand you're interested in setting up your own business.
That's right. It's time to capitalize on my experience and training. I've been lucky. Soon after graduating, I got work with an innovative software company and was involved in a highly successful project. Then I was headhunted by a larger company where I stayed for 12 years. That was my last job. I got quite a generous severance package from them, which I've put to good use. I've taken time out to develop some research projects of my own, free from the pressure of having to look for another post.
Why did you leave them, may I ask?
Well, I had some minor differences with my line manager. You know, little things like I wanted to upgrade the medical insurance plan that was part of the salary package, and they refused to pay. But although it was a combination of factors, the main trigger was getting passed over for a promotion. That's when I decided that I'd rather work for myself, so I quit. It was quite amicable, but I'm still a little bitter about not getting the credit I felt I deserved.
And do you have a copy of the employment agreement? The reason I ask is because often they contain a restricted covenant.
I do remember that there was something that prevented me from taking their customers, but I don't think it said anything about not competing with them in a more general sense. You know, geographical location, confidentiality, those sorts of things. In any case, if memory serves me correctly, it was only operative for 1 year after leaving, and that's past now. But I'll check it out. I've still got the agreement somewhere. Would you take a look at it for me to make certain?
Absolutely. I would need to. So, what are your priorities at the moment?
Well, I've come up with what is basically a new kind of software package, an invention, if you like. I've already applied for a patent, so that's all in hand, but I need to be thinking about a business plan before I approach the bank for a loan to cover the startup costs. You know, I'll have to conduct live trials, think about business premises, even staff eventually. But I want to keep my overheads down, so I'm looking for ways of doing that which allow me to maximize any investment I make. Could you advise me on such things?
Indeed, we could. Let's talk about the business plan first.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Good morning, I'm Malcolm Travis.
Good morning, Anna Krupa.
Pleased to meet you. First of all, I have to ask you, has the firm acted on your behalf in any other matter?
Not exactly. My husband was a client of your firm some years ago. He works in the insurance sector, but it wasn't a commercial matter. His siblings were contesting the contents of their parents' will, so it's of no relevance to what we're dealing with now. But he was happy with the firm, so that's why I'm here.
And I understand you're interested in setting up your own business.
That's right. It's time to capitalize on my experience and training. I've been lucky. Soon after graduating, I got work with an innovative software company and was involved in a highly successful project. Then I was headhunted by a larger company where I stayed for 12 years. That was my last job. I got quite a generous severance package from them, which I've put to good use. I've taken time out to develop some research projects of my own, free from the pressure of having to look for another post.
Why did you leave them, may I ask?
Well, I had some minor differences with my line manager. You know, little things like I wanted to upgrade the medical insurance plan that was part of the salary package, and they refused to pay. But although it was a combination of factors, the main trigger was getting passed over for a promotion. That's when I decided that I'd rather work for myself, so I quit. It was quite amicable, but I'm still a little bitter about not getting the credit I felt I deserved.
And do you have a copy of the employment agreement? The reason I ask is because often they contain a restricted covenant.
I do remember that there was something that prevented me from taking their customers, but I don't think it said anything about not competing with them in a more general sense, you know, geographical location, confidentiality, those sorts of things. In any case, if memory serves me correctly, it was only operative for 1 year after leaving, and that's past now. But I'll check it out. I've still got the agreement somewhere. Would you take a look at it for me to make certain?
Absolutely. I would need to. So, what are your priorities at the moment?
Well, I've come up with what is basically a new kind of software package, an invention, if you like. I've already applied for a patent, so that's all in hand, but I need to be thinking about a business plan before I approach the bank for a loan to cover the startup costs. You know, I'll have to conduct live trials, think about business premises, even staff eventually. But I want to keep my overheads down, so I'm looking for ways of doing that which allow me to maximize any investment I make. Could you advise me on such things?
Indeed, we could. Let's talk about the business plan first.
That is the end of part 2.